We're in Simin Shin Beis. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis Halokit Yabolos Shal Gabe Begodim. When you have a wool beged, for example, so what you get is these little pieces of be it fluff or hard pieces of fiber. The Mishnah Berurah adds to that also like little pieces of straw that or wood that get caught to the wool. And the last thing you do when you finish clothing is that you pull these off. Kagon elu hayabolish shebeklei hatsemer hanisharim behem and hariga. When you finish knitting them, when you finish weaving them, so you're left with these things. And the perfection of the beggar, the way you finally perfect it before it's usable, is you pull these things off. Chay mishum makeh bepatish. The your chay from makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish means putting in the finishing touches. Vehu shiakbid aleim avlemisirim derek esik poter. That's only if he's makbid on them. Meaning, says the Mishnah Berurah, that he is removing them with the kavana of removing them because they're bothering him. Even though you're the kind of person that wouldn't mind wearing it even with them, but you are taking it off in order to purify, to cleanse the beged, so that is usur because of makeh bepatish. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds some things. First of all, the Bir Halacha discusses the issue of what happens if you have a woolen article of clothing that is full of these things and you remove some of them. He says that even that is makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish is not removing the last one. Makeh bepatish is doing any part of the perfecting stage. And the next thing he talks about is the stitching that a tailor puts in the clothing before he does it as he's sewing. And then at the very end, he removes that stitching. So he says that removing that would be makeh bepatish as well. Because all gmar malacha is considered makeh bepatish. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down here that if you have some dry filth on clothing, and you're removing it with a knife in a way that you wouldn't have worn the clothing on it or without removing it, you wouldn't have worn the clothing because you're makbid, that could be a makeh bepatish as well, or at least a that could be a makeh bepatish. Next. Sif Gimel. Mekaplim kelim b'shabbos l'tzorek shabbos alav shem bo bayom. You are allowed to fold clothing for the sake of Shabbos to wear on Shabbos itself. But, he says, v'dafka. Ba'odom echad, the Rama adds, one person, if two people go folded together, there it's more, it resembles a tikkun more. Uvachadoshim, that's new clothing, shadayin lo niskapsu, they weren't washed for the first time yet, so they're still stiff, so that the folding really makes a difference. It remains. The other way around. We're talking about Shadayin L'Niskapsu, we're talking about hard begodim, so that the kippel doesn't do that much of a tikkun, because it's hard. Ulevonim, and they are white, so that the creases don't show as much. Ve'ein lo lahachlif, and you don't have another one to wear. V'imchaser achas me'elu atnoim aser. Unless you have all of these conditions, it's usur. So once again, if you have two people folding it, it's usur no matter what, because it looks like more of a tikkun. If it's if the clothing is old, that means it's soft. So there, the folding it is a tikkun because it's going to hold when you fold it. The creases are going to stay. And white, because if it were dark clothing, then the tikkun of folding it on the folds is a greater tikkun. And in lo lahachlif, there they added that it must be something you really need because you don't have another beged. In fact, even though this is a nicer beged than another one, and this is the clothing that you wanted to wear for Shabbos, that would not suffice. So this is the isser of kippel begodim, which is an isser because of tikkun mana. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas. There are those who say that if it's Shabbos that is Erev Yontif, when it's Yontif, Erev Shabbos, that you need an Erev Tafshilin to be able to fold your talus from Shabbos to Yontif. And Reb Kiv Eger brings down that even without an Erev Tafshilin, it's Mutal Litzarach Shabbos. Says the Mechaber now, V'yeshmi sha'omer de lekaplo shaloka derech seder kipulo rishon muter b'chol inyin v'nirin dvarav. There are those who say that if you're folding it not on the folds, that it's mutter, because the whole tikkun of the beged is that you're folding it on its creases, on its folds. Whereas if you're just going to fold it somewhere else, then those folds are not going to remain. That's not going to have a kiyum. The creases are not going to become permanent. Lamaisa, the halacha is like this shita, although if one wants to be machmer, it's a good thing, the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, with regard to the inyan of folding begadim, we assume that this is a tikkun, that you're keeping the talis, the clothing straight. Therefore, to fold a talis on Shabbos on the folds is aser, not on the folds, mi'ikar adin is mutter. One person can fold it alone, but not two people. The Mishnah Berurah says that folding it on a chair is the equivalent of one person. Excuse me, is the equivalent of two people. So even if you would have all of those conditions, that it's a new talis that wasn't washed yet, and that it's white, and it's the only one you have, that would still be aser. But lamaisa, if you're talking about your talis that has already been washed, it's not a new one, the halach is it's going to be aser anyway on the folds, but you have to fold it not on the folds. The Mishnah Berurah here brings another halacha, and that's the halacha of making the beds on Shabbos. So it says that you're allowed to make the beds on Shabbos for Shabbos, but not for after Shabbos. What is this talking about? So there are different kinds of making of beds. There's the making of the bed, which is preparing it for sleeping. It's only mutter to prepare the bed for sleeping if you're actually going to sleep in the bed on Shabbos. Then there's making of the bed in the way that it just looks nice. So if you're going to use the room, you're allowed to make the bed so that the room doesn't have to look all scattered on Shabbos itself. What is aser is preparing it. Say you got up and now you want to make the bed, so the bedroom looks masuda, but you have no intentions of walking into the bedroom till after Shabbos, so that you're not allowed to do. And this goes for any kind of sidur habayis, setting anything up in a way that the house now looks more orderly. If it's going to be used on Shabbos, it's mutter. If you're doing that for after Shabbos, it's aser.